Bree sized up the fence. As far as she could tell, it wasn't electric, so no one would find a crispy piece of Bree bacon on the forbidden boundary between the Roberts land and the Bootknocker's ranch. Sinking into a crouch, she extended one leg and eased it under the lowest wire strand. Then she flattened herself on the ground and shimmied over to the dark side. A thrill hit her belly as she rolled under, at least until a sharp pain speared her scalp. Crying out, she clapped a hand over the spot. Damn it, her hair was caught on the barbed wire. She carefully tugged the strands free while keeping an ear out for anyone who might discover her on the neighboring ranch. The guys on Daddy's ranch had been warned by her father to haul her butt back if they spied her on the Bootknocker's land. What Daddy doesn't know won't hurt him. Freed, she jumped up and brushed the grass off her slim, red tank top and the tiniest cutoff she owned. When she wore them on the ranch, the cowboys gaped at her. Sure, she liked the attention, but the ranch hands weren't for her. Also, those men were real crusty cowboys, not at all like the Bootknockers, who only pretended to be cowboys. Those were fine gods of men, muscled, tanned, some tattooed. She'd stared at the brochure with their pictures so long, she felt she knew every man. Some wore the lines of squinting into the sun. Others had boyish faces that didn't look mature enough to do the job. The Bootknocker's ranch didn't deal in cattle. Sure, they dabbled in beef, and word was they had some horse stock too. But Bree knew what they really did. They treated ladies to toe-curling sex therapy. From what she'd read in the brochure, women with hang-ups over body image or traumatic sex experiences could pay for a week on the ranch and a gorgeous Bootknocker would take care of her. Bree's nipples peeked under her tank top as she walked the ridgeline toward the main buildings in the distant valley below. She'd been trying since she was 16 to get brave enough to crawl under that fence. Years later, she was determined to see the Bootknocker's ranch for herself. One small problem faced her. She hadn't paid to be there. She brushed her long hair off her face. It wouldn't matter that she didn't have the huge fee, or that she'd never make that much money waitressing in her entire life. Her short shorts were her entry fee. As she descended the slope, she surveyed the land. A few people were walking between the wooden cabins with red roofs. She figured no one would look twice at a woman on their land, especially with her legs. She was aware of the lean, curvy lines developed by years of trick riding. She'd also done the rodeo queen gig for a couple of years and had a second-place trophy. Her daddy said he was mighty proud of her, but she didn't like being second. She got a closer look at the ranch. Huge barns, a chicken coop, and cabins were self-explanatory. But what were those two vast metal buildings used for? Tingles rode up and down her spine. She'd soon find out. She passed the largest barn and circled to the closest building. As she reached the door, her heart jerked against her ribs. She drew two deep breaths before gripping the handle and pulling it wide. Poking her head in, she found a dining hall. Long tables ran the length of the room, with a few intimate seating groups against the wall of windows. A buffet was set. Hell, it looked like one of the resorts in Cancun, where she'd been on spring break her second year of college. Thank God Daddy didn't know about half the things she'd done on that trip. The room was empty, so Bree backed out and let the door close. Sun beat down, and perspiration broke out on her forehead. Damn, she didn't want to face pseudo-cowboy sex gods with makeup streaming down her face. She paused to pat some of the dampness away, wiping her hands on her scrap of denim shorts. A cry erupted, echoing on the light breeze blowing through the valley. She went on high alert. Several voices joined in another cry, and she set off toward the sound. She rounded the second building, not bothering to look inside, and drew up short. Heart racing, hands clammy, she faced the most awesome sight ever. Tanned flesh glistening in the sun, muscles bunching and releasing, cowboy hats askew, denim riding low on more than a dozen sexy hips.